أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of the surah, Surah Al-Bayyinah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Ahli Kitab, those people who have been given the books, from amongst those who disbelieve from them and the mushrikeen, were not going to depart and leave the deviant ways until and unless the Bayyinah had come. And the Bayyinah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself speaks about Rasulun, that is our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions specific duties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yatlu suhufan mutahhara, that the specific duty and function of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was to recite the Qur'an Kareem. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an Kareem, suhufan mutahhara, that they are pure pages. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the purity of the Qur'an Kareem, that the Qur'an had never been infiltrated by any form of evil, any form of impurity. Shaitan did not have any hand in it, but it is the direct word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fiha kutubun qayyima, that this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, is kutubun qayyima, it is the strong, uprighteous books. In other words, every command of the kitab of Allah, there is wisdom in material, whether we understand the wisdom, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed us in the Qur'an to that which will lead us to our final destination, and that is Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again goes back to the situation of the Ahli Kitab, to those people who were given the books. And Allah says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, those people who were given the books have not disunited, إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ, except after the bayyinah had come upon them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the situation once again when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had come down on the surface of this earth. The Ahli Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara waited for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come in anticipation that they would accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them also that ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abana'ahum, they recognize Nabi alayhi salatu was salam like how they recognize their own sons, like how a father or a mother will know 100% that this is my son at any point in any stage of his life. They will understand that this is my child. They had known that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, it was the arrogance, it was the stubbornness, the jealousy, that they did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why a large number of commentators have stated here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is giving Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that comfort of heart, that solace, that it was in actual fact the fault of the Ahli Kitab that they did not bring Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite the fact that they had known every sign of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the physical features of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was known to them and described to them. The akhlaq, the character, the personality of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was described to them in the kitabs and they could see it. The actual face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known to them. Like how Allah Rabbul Izzat had described it in the kitabs of the past. The life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in that Madinah Munawwara will be the Darul Hijrah, and the place to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make hijrat, that was also known to them. The Qur'an Kareem being the kitab of Allah that was going to come down upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that was also known to them. To this extent in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the change of Qibla towards Makkah Mukarramah. And that was also a sign and a token of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were very many signs that were available to them. They had known it, they had seen it, they experienced it, they recognized it. Yet they did not bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the core of their deen. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. They were not commanded but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Sincerely and making their worship only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the basic of their deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not command them besides that to do anything else. And here also, as far as Islam is concerned, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that announcement, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us also, that we have come down onto this earth to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, what is the worship of Allah? From our side, we need to honor the greatness of Allah. From our side, we need to have the humility of Allah, our humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From our side, we need to have the love of Allah, and we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala requires from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear also to the Ahl Kitab. So, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of ikhlas, in a state of sincerity, and whatever they do, they present it only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah says, hunafa, and how they should do it? In a state of being hanif, and hanif means to leave every other way of life, but abide by the oneness of Allah, to bring the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to be hanifa. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, his entire life displayed this, that he had left every other way of life, but he only worshipped Allah, and in his heart he had only the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah ta'ala commanded the Ahl Kitab to do, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us also to do. So it is mukhlisin, we have ikhlas, lahuddin, whatever we do, we make it especially for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then hunafa, leaving every other way of life, but adopting the way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, and the primary of all that is the tawheed. Then Allah says, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. The next deed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is that Allah had commanded them to establish salat. Now obviously the salat that Allah had granted them may have differed slightly from the salat Allah had granted us. Allah gave us 5 salat, Allah gave them different number of salats over the years. But that also they had totally destroyed. That also they had obliterated from the deen, and they made it a ritual of once a week or twice a week. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. They were also commanded to perform the salat. And then وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and to give out the zakat, that was also an obligation upon them. Like how in the deen of Islam we have the nisab of zakat, we have the recipients of zakat, we have all the masail with regards to zakat, perhaps a little bit different, but all that was also clarified to them, and all of it they had lost insofar as the deen is concerned. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the two deeds that Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions here, salat and zakat, because in a broad category, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of two types. One is a bodily ibadat, and namaz is the best of all the bodily ibadats. And then the other is a monetary ibadat, and giving out zakat is the best of all the monetary ibadats. And then Allah ta'ala concludes, وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And that is the straight deen. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kutubun qayyimah, that is the kitab, that is the book that is upright. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the upright deen. If ourselves also, we just bring this aspect into our life, or we make this the starting point, that on the one hand we bring ikhlas and sincerity, we leave every other way of life, and we adopt that way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran Kareem. And if we begin to perform our salat and give our zakat, that is the starting point of a mu'min, of a believer. It doesn't end there, but it begins over there, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ta'ala brings forth as far as this surah is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.